You know, the internet is, surprisingly, you may not know this, but the internet is 40 years old, and it's about to undergo a big change. The body that oversees domain names has decided that these monikers don't have to be in Latin script. Now, that means things like web addresses and email addresses will be able to be encoded in Urdu, Japanese, or other characters. And my colleague Lynn Desjardins joins me now with a look at just what all this means. Hello, Lynn.
Hiya, Mark.
So tell me a bit more about this change.
Well, Mark, as you mentioned, there is this nonprofit group that oversees domain names, and it's called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN for short. It met in Seoul this week to decide, among other things, whether to allow for the first time entire internet addresses to be in scripts that are not based on Latin letters. Now, you know, we as English speakers, it may not occur to us just what a big deal this is, but have a listen to Yang Yang, who uses Chinese characters, and Levon Sevens, who reads and writes Cyrillic, the language that Russian is written in.
That's going to be much more convenient for lots of Chinese people who cannot speak English. You just ask Chinese people how they can search online, or they will do, you know, they don't, if they don't understand English. But if it's changed to Chinese characters, it's much easier. And what I know is actually a lot of people think about that, have thought about this for a long time, and then they want to change it.
I think the biggest pain is that you have to switch in when you're surfing something, and you have to switch between Latin and Cyrillic alphabets on your keyboard, which means just takes time. An extra click. The other big thing is that sometimes you have to spell a website or a website address in Latin, and it doesn't really work. You have to find approximative letters.
So Yan Liang and Levon Sevens are delighted that domain names will eventually appear in other scripts, and they are in good company. Stan Matwin is a computer science professor at the University of Ottawa.
If we have currently 1.6 billion people who are internet users globally, about 800 million of those have Latin as their native script, but the other 800 don't. And for these people, it will be easier, more natural, and more comfortable to use the script that they grew up with.
Now that the change has been approved, ICANN's president says the board could begin accepting applications for non-English domain names, and the first entries into the system would likely come sometime in mid-2010. And what makes it possible is the creation of a translation system that allows multiple scripts to be converted to the right address. And apparently ICANN has already been testing this system.
Now, did I hear Yan Liang say that people have been talking about this for years? So why is it taking so long? Why is it happening now?
Well, I actually asked that question of Professor Matwin, and he explained it with a little look back at the history of the internet.
40 years ago, it started as a research network, mainly in the academic environment, and these people globally felt quite comfortable communicating in English. It's kind of a lingua franca that they have anyways. So for them, using the Latin script for addresses was entirely natural, and it took about 20 years at least for the internet to break out into the general public. And then when it started growing, slowly people from non-Latin script languages started to become more and more active. They had more and more users, and consequently they gained the political clout in the regulatory bodies that decide these things. So once that happened, that change went in, and it's been implemented now.
And Mark, from a technical point of view, they should be able to do it fairly easily. And that's pretty amazing, because ICANN said that about 3 to 5 years ago that it would be impossible to use non-Latin scripts for domain names. But in this very short time, they say community and policy groups got together and worked with staff and the board of ICANN to work through the problems and to make it happen.
So who's going to benefit from these changes?
Well, Professor Matwin thinks it's going to be people in the developing world.
I think that that's really interesting from the point of view of the developing world, where people will now be able to use internet addresses, email addresses, etc., in their native script, that, I think, will when you combine that with the fact that in the developing world, we have more and more people accessing the Internet through their mobile phones. And these are the people that will not necessarily have education in scripts other than their own. I think it may open eventually in 5 to 10 years the Internet to really a global public, much more than it was up until now.
And I asked Professor Matwin what impact this change might have here in Canada.
Well, I expect this will be a help to newcomers who come to this country from, you know, places where, in fact, the Latin script or Latin letters are not used.
Absolutely. Professor Matwin says younger people tend to be very adaptable and eager to learn the local language. Of course, here in Canada, that would be English and French, both written in Latin script. But he says that older immigrants, older people in general, will be more comfortable writing domain names in their own script. And, of course, he says they are using the Internet more and more.
I think we see now, especially in the developed countries, but it's also translating globally, a trend where one segment of the population that hasn't been online to the same extent as the rest is the older people, the people that were already functioning professionally at the time when Internet became a widespread phenomenon, people who were perhaps retired at that age already. And these people, with the advent of systems that are easier to use, friendlier, and so on, are going online in large numbers in many, many countries.
So Professor Matwin foresees a great expansion in the use of the Internet, especially as access to domain names in one's own language characters becomes easier. And he says it's fitting that this comes on the 40th birthday of the Internet. And that, he says, is a technological development he thinks will go down in history in much the same way as did the invention of the printing press in the 15th century.
Interesting indeed. Thank you very much for this, Lynn.
You're welcome, Mark.
And that is my colleague Lynn Desjardins here on The Link.